Welcome to the Stacking Spines podcast. I'm your host, Emily.
And I'm Brittany.
Your other host.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to chat all things books. But first, how was your day? You said it's not warm in Florida right now?
It is warmer here than it is in Indiana. But, yeah, it's 54 degrees. We got a cold front.
I think everywhere is warmer than us right now.
Since you guys got another cold front, we got another one. And it's like different here because it's like wet because it's so humid.
Oh.
So it's like a wet blanket when you go outside. And there's always wind, probably because I live like, I don't know, 15 minutes from
near
the water.
Ocean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's not like you. Oh, sorry.
Ours was ice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like driving on street ice, which is fun. Always a great time.
Yeah, people get in accidents here on dry days when it's sunny, and people in Indiana can just skate around the roads just fine.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. I got to go to my Bible study this morning without my kids. We had a seminar afterwards, but we had the break.
Mm-hmm.
Between, so I went to lunch with a friend and got to chit chat, and then so I had Hacienda today, chips and salsa.
Oh, you asked where you went. That's probably a common.
Yeah, it was close, wasn't too far or anything, but
yeah,
went back and listened to our seminar, which was sharing the gospel, but it was like on the content of the gospel, like knowing. Being confident in what the information is to share it.
Yeah.
Basically.
That's always hard to do sometimes.
So it was like the truth about God, the truth about sin, the truth about Jesus, and the truth about man's required response. Or reasonable response, I think it was. So it was really good.
Yeah, that's a good seminar. I probably should use my microphone.
It's there.
It can pick up, right?
Yeah, it was good.
Good.
And then I skated my car on home and got my kids.
Oh, my. I love that. Love that you're able to attend those kind of things during the day. That's pretty awesome.
So I have to tell you, did I ever tell you about my parents' cats?
I feel like you have a story every day about your parents. No.
I live around the corner from them now, but they're so funny. I'm like in tears thinking about the story. It was so funny. So 3 years ago, a random cat showed up at my parents' house and, like, basically chose to live in their garage.
So
So
they didn't get the cat chose them.
Yes. And we named her Lady. And my mom would feed the cat. And my dad would be like, stop feeding those cats. That's why they come back. The beginning of last summer, another one showed up. And we call him Frank because he ate a hot dog. And I'm not kidding you. Another one came.
Oh, no.
So they had three cats at this point. And so the next one that came ended up having kittens.
Oh, no. I hear a dog.
That is our dog outside. He doesn't want to come inside.
Oh.
Like, we'll stand there and holler at him and he won't come in.
Are you talking about Dave?
So, that's Dave. So that cat had kittens, but apparently if they're new to being a mom or they're like super malnourished, they'll eat their litter.
Okay.
She ate her litter. So we call her Mama.
She ate like her cat.
Yeah. Did you know that was a thing?
No. That's weird.
Now you do. So they go on a vacation last summer, and while they're gone, I take a picture of the three cats eating on the front porch. No. Yeah, three at that point. And I, like, had somebody edit, like, a bunch of other cats on it. And I sent it to my mom. She was in tears. She goes, please, call the Humane Society. They've got to come get them. I was like, I'm in tears. She believed it. And one of my sisters was on vacation with her. They were in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And she texted me and she goes, oh my gosh, you have mom and dad so worked up. It was so funny. But then the next day she goes, why do you keep pulling these pranks on me? I said they came to get them, but they saw the cat food out. And they said, once you feed them, they assume you claim ownership of them. So I said they wouldn't take them. She was so mad.
She knew you were joking.
Well, another one came. She's got four that hang out outside.
That's way less than my neighbor has. My neighbor Sally, which Sally's the best, but she feeds all the neighborhood cats, and she got them all named. And I would think that she has somewhere between 10 and 15. And that's awesome. We know the names. We have a Frank too.
Yeah.
He's an orange. Huge tabby. Tabby cat?
Yeah. Yeah.
What your cat is.
So Lady died. And then, yeah, she was a sweetheart. She was really sick though. So she's got Frank. Mama. I haven't seen Mama in a week. She might be having another litter. And then Ophelia. Ophelia is an all black cat.
Mm.
And yeah, she's a hot mess. But so this other cat shows up. His name is Twinkle Toes.
What the heck?
I'm not kidding you. Twinkle Toes has been around this neighborhood. He was hopping from house to house, getting all sorts of food. Like, my brother would see him down at the other neighbor's house, and like somebody would see him at the other house. But we haven't seen him like towards our area in a long time. He's over there and he is causing fights. Ooh. Like him and Frank, he just goes up to Frank. Oh yeah, my mom goes, she calls me the other day. She goes, please come over here. You've got to get Frank and Ophelia and take them somewhere because Twinkle Toes is here now. I'm like, Twinkle Toes? He needs to take his butt somewhere else. This is not his house of residence.
Twinkle Toes. Twinkle Toes. It's like calling something like Humpty Dumpty. Twinkle Toes around.
But the best part is, all the neighbors call him that. So everybody knows that's Twinkle Toes.
They're like, oh, look who's from here, down the seat.
2 miles down the road.
Strutting down the street. Twinkle Toes is good.
Oh, so funny. Oh, yeah. But it's funny because Sadie will go out there and sit on the front porch and hold three cats at once and just sit there and pet them. So weird.
So sweet. I love cats, but cats don't like me, so it's fine.
Yeah, they're all nice.
Allergies.
But we like playing pranks on my mom.
Yeah, if she's gullible, like my mother. Yeah. I don't like when people take it too, they're so serious too. Calm down.
So your dad's coming into town.
My dad is coming to town. Yeah, he's flying into Florida tomorrow, but I probably won't see him until Thursday. So, but I have not seen my dad because he's flying into Sanford, and they have to drive up here, and it's about 2 hours, and they probably won't get in until 9, 10 o'clock at night. Mm. And your girl gonna be in bed or heading towards bed. But I'll probably see him Thursday after work. I don't have off. But yeah, I'm excited to see him. I haven't seen him since Harrison was literally born. So it's been about 8 months.
Yeah. Wow.
So he's just going to be here for a long weekend. I'm hoping.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. Like a week or?
No, just a long weekend. Okay. Hopefully he'll be back for Harrison's first birthday. Because that's like right around the corner.
It happens so fast.
I know. You're coming like a week after his birthday.
Yeah, but I'll be there. I'll be there a week before it, and then I'll be there the week after.
I know. You might as well just stay.
Or it's, right. I should. Why not? Anything else? Is your baby asleep?
Not at the moment. My husband has not said anything about him being up, so.
Aww.
He just.
That
afternoon.
That car nap.
Yeah, it woke him up forever. He said last time, 12 minutes ago, he was playing with his sleep sack.
Aww.
But I don't hear any crying.
So. Sweet boy. Yeah, there you go. Okay, so we're going to talk books.
Books.
Brittany, you are on book 3 of the Rebel Blue series now?
Yes, I am. Lost and Lassoed is, I literally can start that one next. Yeah.
I saw it was rented.
Yeah, I'm finding all my renting books through you. In Jacksonville, I'll wait weeks compared to what you got.
Yeah.
I guess no one in South Bend is reading.
For those of you who... I read them. They're good. Mm-hmm. The third one's my favorite, and we get the fourth, I think, in April. But for those of you who don't know, Libby is it's an app you can download, and You can actually apply multiple different library cards. So if you hold multiple different library cards, and then you can just toggle back and forth between the cards and what library you're looking for your book. Brittany and I are genius. And
yes.
I am logged into my St. Joe library and her Jacksonville library, and she's logged into my St. Joe and her Jacksonville library.
I did technically live in St. Joe County.
Yeah.
Why not?
I am going to get a Plymouth library card. I already emailed them. I was like, I live in Marshall County, but I'm like a specific township. But they said that my township will cover it 100%. Oh. So I don't have to pay for it.
Nice.
So I'm going to go get a Plymouth one as well, because you never know what you might find on that one.
I just got a digital one online just so I could get Libby. Or Hoopla.
Hoopla.
So yeah, I highly suggest if you Libby, get your library card. Get your books.
Yeah.
Read some books.
It's so nice because you can do the ebook or like audio if they have it.
Mm-hmm. And you can transfer it over to your Kindle.
And did you know in Hoopla you can borrow movies and TV shows and stuff?
I didn't know that specifically, but I knew they had media like that. That's why I said the other day, I think Hoopla is more like media based.
Yeah, I rented a book or a movie that I watched when I was a little girl and made Sadie watch it over this past Christmas. I just airplayed it to my... Actually, no. I downloaded the Hoopla app on my Roku TV and then just logged in, and then I could see it there, and yeah, you could just borrow. It's really nice. I like Hoopla.
Yeah, that's perfect.
So you're reading those. You'll be done with that tomorrow.
Yep. I read Done and Dusted, or excuse me, I listened to them. Done and Dusted, Swift and Saddled, and now I'm on, what did I say, Lost and Lassoed. They're cute little romance stories. I like them. Didn't expect the spice in it, but it definitely gets a little detailed.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot, but it was detailed. I'm about to go get that dog.
Go get the dog.
Can you hear him?
Yeah. I've heard him the whole time.
Yeah, hold on a second. He was probably barking at another dog. But, like, he plays this game where it's like you open the door and he's, like, there, and then he'll back up. And you're like, don't do it. And then he runs off the porch away from you. It's the worst.
As soon as you open the door, he stops.
There's other dogs barking.
Oh, no. But I'm just saying, when you open your bedroom door to leave, it's like he stopped.
Oh. He was standing on the back porch looking at me.
Oh.
But his lead is long. It'll come out by this window. But I can hear other dogs barking. So they must have been on the hunt for the puppies. The Dalmatian puppies.
Oh, my goodness.
We need to discuss something really important before we dive into what our episode today is really about. For those of you who have missed, Brittany's husband, Ben, has been reading Fourth Wing.
Yes.
Scratch that. He's been listening to the audio, and he even switched to the graphic audio.
Then to the regular. And then I was like, did you ever try the graphic? And he was like, what is that? And so I made him listen to him. He's like, why didn't you tell me this before?
It's a movie in your mind.
I know, but I can't listen to them, because I did listen to them by the one author. And now, like,
yeah,
Taryn's voice to me on there is just, it's just not the same to me. So,
yeah,
I can't go back.
But he's been loving it.
He is. Obsessed. And it's like, he's more of, obviously, he's not upset. He hasn't even heard any spice. The only thing that he's, like, heard so far is, as far as, if anything like that, is just their kiss. So, he's never listened to an audiobook before. So, maybe, like, he's just, oh, wow, this is awesome.
I can read books.
Yeah, I can listen to books. But, I don't know. I don't know what it is that he likes about it. I haven't really full detailed.
It's great. Like,
he likes the action. He definitely, he's into the whole John Wick kind of movies, that genre. So he loved the ones Aiden is just being like totally a BA like Aiden.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So some of the reactions I have from him, I have them written
Yeah.
down. Let's see.
I love getting these texts.
He said this dude killed them all without any issues, and I guess I should say this. These sound like spoilers. He said, "Don't ruin it for me," but Violet's about to spar Zayden. Dang, Violet wants to jump Dane's bones. Oh, dang, Violet had her conversation with Zayden in the woods. That was going backwards. I should have gone the other way. But, and then he sent me a text and said, "I just got to work. It's going through the part of Violet and Zeta kissing." I said, he said, "I couldn't stop smiling." I said, "I'm loving this." He said, "I had to stop right in the middle of an intense part. Might have to listen in my office." And then he texted me later and he was like, "I'm listening to it in my office." And I was like, "Please tell me you have a headphone in, because I don't know where what you're gonna listen
Yeah.
to." And he's like, "Yeah, I got one in. I don't need anyone else hearing it." And he's always, "I can't believe you're telling people about this." I was like, "I'm telling the world about this." So,
The world.
yeah.
Heck yeah. And the world is behind it.
Yeah. Everyone was obsessed with Fourth Wing.
Do you think he's gonna jump straight to Iron Flame?
Absolutely. There's no doubt. Like,
I'm so excited
he
for you.
is bummed that I did tell him yesterday that Onyx Storm's graphic novel is not out. It won't, I don't think it'll
Oh,
be out
yeah.
till April.
Yeah.
He is bummed about that. He said he doesn't know what he's gonna do. I said, "You ain't gonna be able to wait."
The regular audio was pretty good.
Yeah.
I will re-listen to the graphic, though. It's good.
I'm not big on re-listening to things or rereading things once I've done it and just, okay, I did it. But I really do think I might want to go back and re-listen to Onyx Storm. I don't know. We'll see.
There was
I
a
feel like there's
lot
a
that
lot of
happened
like
in it, so.
information. Like I missed something. But that's a
Yeah,
different
I know I
subject for
for
another
sure
day.
did. Yeah, I know I for sure did, because I was like sick when I was trying to read.
Yeah.
I was trying to read on Kindle and I would fall asleep because I had no energy. And I ended up switching to audio, and Brittany was like, oh, you're gonna be done with me so fast.
Yep.
You're gonna be done with it. You're gonna beat me. Yeah, that's funny. Okay, today we're gonna chit chat for a little bit. Speaking of Rebecca Yarros, the one, the only, the amazing, we're gonna chit chat about all of her other books because Fourth Wing is her only fantasy world. She hit Fourth Wing, Iron Flame, and now Onyx Storm. That's it.
Yeah, the
That's her
Empyrean series.
first go at fantasy.
I think I always,
Yeah,
I think
our
even like
lovely.
sometimes I forget, but it's actually called the Empyrean series. I'm like, no, it's called Fourth Wing.
Yeah, the Empyrean series is it's treasure trove.
It's like Illinois special, and no one else calls it Illinois.
Yeah. But some people don't realize that she has actually been writing since 2013, is when she began writing while her husband was actually deployed to Afghanistan. And so she actually has, let me see, I think I counted 23 books.
I think it takes one good TikTok to get your books going.
Yeah, so she has 23 books, but she wrote a lot of contemporary love stories before Fourth Wing. And let me just say, they are good.
They
As
are good.
perfect as the Empyrean, yeah, as perfect as the Empyrean series is, she's a beautiful writer. Her stuff, so good. I'm on a mission this year to finish all of her books. So I just powered through the Flight and Glory series, which was military. Most of her stuff is military related.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. Oh gosh, it was so good. But recently we read this new bad boy. You and I
Yeah, I
both
was gonna be
did.
like, I'm more of a Kindle reader.
Variation. This is her new one, her newest contemporary.
Yeah, she just came out with it in November.
Would you rate it a five?
Oh, yeah, five.
A five.
A five.
It is so good. And I don't know this for sure or not, but it was a thought I had. And when I was telling you to read the book, I was like, man, she like needs to go with the stories of the other people now. And I have actually heard somebody else talking about her continuing stories. Just like some, like another reader being like, what do you think, whose story would you think she'd go with next? So
yeah, it could be about the sisters.
And whose story do you want to see? Yeah, Caroline, or I want Gavin to have a good story. Mm-hmm. And you have, yeah, all the other ones, but that one was good. I am also reading Wilder, slowly but surely. Check out my little, look what I've got here. Who's that?
Andarna.
Andarna's hanging out in my Wilder book.
Yeah.
I haven't had a ton of time to sit and read this, but from what I've read so far, I'm hooked. It's good. What else have you read by her?
I have read Variation. I have, obviously, we just talked about that. Mm-hmm. I have read The Last Letter, which is another great book. If you want.
I haven't.
Obviously, it's got romance. It's just it's like emotional. Obviously, it's like military base. Like, he comes back to the States, and it's about loss, love, redemption, like finding yourself through.
Mm.
I don't know. It's just, it's so good, and it's heartbreaking, and get your tissues. If you want to feel good, but also break your heart at the same time, then that's a good one.
Yeah.
I've read The Things We Leave Unfinished.
Yeah, I haven't read that. Oh, talked me into that one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was good.
That was like a, call that? Like a dual timeline?
Yeah, so it was like two love stories in one. And it was like different eras, like in time. World War II. And then,
bless you.
It was like in it was like in two different times. Like, you had World War II, and then you also have like now time. So that was like really cool about that one.
There's like family secrets. Yeah, like it's a girl comes back to her great grandmother's home, who was a huge author, and she meets another author. I can't even talk. She meets another author to finish her grandmother's last book, because her great grandma started it but never finished it. And so it goes through like that journey. But then you're going into the time between like when the great grandma was, what, 20s maybe?
When World War II started.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she was young.
Going through that, and then obviously going back to now. And so.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a good twist at the end. Yeah, it was a good twist. I definitely didn't see it coming. And usually I'm pretty good at twists.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think, and I don't think I've seen many other twists in her regular novels. Like, you don't see that too often. If you do, it's a smaller one. There was a twist in Variation, but you were leading up to try and figure that out, so mm-hmm. I felt like I wasn't, like, slapped in the face with it. Whereas this one came out of left field, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, and obviously her books are always like... You don't say. Her books are always about love and loss and healing, and there's like there's secrets in it, and you're... Like, every book I've read, I think it has a secret.
Yeah.
It's just emotional scars.
So I actually have this nifty little sheet I made. Oh, look at that.
Look at that.
And it outlines, so she has different series. So she's got the Flight and Glory series, which includes, it's five books. Full Measure, Eyes Turn Skyward, Beyond What Is Given, Hallowed Ground, The Reality of Everything. And then you have her Renegade series. So the Flight and Glory series I mentioned was like military girlfriends and all that, kind of navigating that.
Mm-hmm.
The Renegade series is Wilder, Nova, and Rebel, which is this one that I'm reading right now. And basically they're like a stunt YouTube, like a stunt crew. They love to go and do extreme adventures and stuff. So I'm assuming that each book is like one of their stories. And then you have the Legacy series, which I have started. I finished Point of Origin, which is the first, and then you have Ignite and Reason to Believe. Those are very short novellas that are available on Hoopla, like 3 hours. It's a short. You get in, you get your spice, and you get out.
Yeah.
But it's also, you're not getting so much of the full story. So I'm like trying to piece together what's going on, but it was still really good. But those are like, basically it involves firemen in service. Then she's got the In Love duet, Girl in Love, Boy in Love, which I believe was written with somebody else. And I don't see those out too often. So those are all her series. And then other than the Empyrean series, she also has standalones. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 standalones. So she's got The Last Letter, which I haven't read yet. I need to.
You need to. I think you can listen to it on audio for...
On Is Kindle. It on audio?
Maybe. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. Okay. Actually,
I'll have to check.
It's not. But it might be on Hoopla. Who knows?
I'll check. Great and Precious Things, Muses and Melodies was really good. I listened to that one. That one's on Hoopla. I think it was Hoopla. Maybe it was Libby. I don't know. The Things We Leave Unfinished. A Little Too Close. In the Likely Event and Variation.
I did read that one. So
those are her standalones.
Or listen to that one. In the Likely Event. That's on Kindle Unlimited.
Did you?
Yeah, it's really good. It's on Kindle Unlimited. You can listen to it. Yeah, here it is right here. Boom.
Do you listen on your phone then?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah. Because I have the Kindle.
Did you like that one?
Yes, I really that one too. Once again, it's military based. Mm-hmm. Like we say, they're all... Yeah. Even, I think we've talked about this before, even the Empyrean series, it's war.
So, yeah.
They're preparing them for war.
You're getting the war college.
Yeah.
And there's death. There's just dragons and shadow daddies and...
It's just magic.
And yeah, it's so much magic.
All our other stories are, what do you think? I just think so. They're just romance. Contemporary romance.
Like contemporary?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's how you classify them. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she began writing when her husband was deployed, which I get that. And it just like aligns with all of her writing, like how it all has that mm-hmm. military feel, which she does such a beautiful job that it could possibly be hard and triggering for somebody who has lived that lifestyle.
And they're all different. So far what I've read, like Variation, he's a Coast Guard rescue swimmer. It's not like
all Army.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
Things We Leave Unfinished, it's talking about back in the day. What was that?
Yeah, war.
I forgot what war you said.
World War II.
World War II, yeah. And then in the Likely Event, he was like a special ops. Like he fell off the grid, you wouldn't know about him kind of thing.
Yeah.
Almost like he's dead. Not finished. The Last Letter, he was like special ops. In the Likely Event, I would say he was special ops, but it's more of you don't know about him. You wouldn't know where he's at or anything. He's off the grid.
Yeah. So I just think so many people, like, obviously you get famous when you have something that has just taken off, and Fourth Wing has literally taken off. Mm-hmm. But I just thought it would be really cool to talk about that she's been writing for years and years. And in fact, she has 6 awards plus 3 other nominations. 5 of her 6 awards are Fourth Wing, and the other one is Iron Flame.
Wow.
Which is crazy, considering those were literally her first fantasies.
Yeah. Do you know when she came out with Fourth Wing?
I think I asked... That's a good question.
Because obviously she came out with Onyx Storm this year. And then Iron Flame came out last year. Which, if you think about it, she only had a year and 2 months to write Onyx Storm. So I could see why people think it was rushed.
April 5th. 2023.
Yeah.
Wow.
So April she came
April
she came out with Fourth Wing. Then November she came out Iron Flame. That's why she said she was so burned out.
Wow.
And she needed a break. Like her writers put her editors.
So both were in 2023.
Yeah. They pushed that out big time. And for how big Iron Flame was?
It was huge.
Well, obviously, she took her time writing Fourth Wing, but...
Yeah. Do you remember when we were seeing, like, the length of Onyx Storm was basically half of Iron Flame, and people were like, oh, we're not going to get a bunch of stuff in it.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like it felt like that.
I feel like there was a lot of information.
I felt like there was. I was not disappointed in the size of the book or the length of the audiobook. I felt like it stood on its own and was just beautifully done.
Yeah. Same with all her other books, like her standalone books. I really hope people aren't slacking on those, because especially if you like romance, you're gonna the main characters, just obviously they're love stories.
Yeah. They're so beautifully done. Now, Variation had a lot going on at the beginning. Mm-hmm. You're trying to piece together what is going on, who's this kid and everything. But the way it came together at the end was so good.
Yeah.
I did cry in that one. Did you see what she said about, like, when the fourth Empyrean series book will be out? So she's, I'm going to write a contemporary.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way she goes.
It's also contemporary. That's always her contract, too.
Yeah, and so then, which I'm really hoping it's, like, a second book to Variation. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Give me Gavin's story. Let's hear Gavin's story. But
I think I said my date then wrong. She was like, I'm talking about the fourth wing stuff. I said, I think I got my years mixed up. No, I'm
oh.
I was like looking at it and I was like, wait, I think I said 20. I don't even know.
No, you said it right. It was out in October 2023. October 31st.
Iron Flame came out?
So she cranked that out. Wow. Yeah. That's so fast. But we want her well-rested and, like, refreshed and ready.
Yeah. Great for her. Sucks for us that has to, like, wonder. But at the same time, like, I'm not an author. I don't write. I can't imagine trying to, like you said, in her contract, it's her fantasy, contemporary, and then back to fantasy. And then she said she wanted to take the summer with her kids, because she promised her kids, like, mommy ain't working. We're taking a summer. And then she's got to write the contemporary. And then she's going to go into the fantasy. So I don't foresee the fourth book, like, coming out until, like, maybe the end of 2026.
Yeah. That's crazy. That's a long time.
Because we're in 2025 now, and
ugh.
We'll need to do an Onyx Storm update.
We will be together when that book comes out. We're finding somewhere. We're going to go to a midnight release party again. I went. She didn't. You would have if you were here.
I told Benjamin, I was like, when that book comes out, Emily and I are going to figure out something about listening to that book. We're going to be holed up in a hotel for 2 days. And he was like, what about me and the kids? I was like, first of all, we only have one kid.
You'll figure it out.
Now he's going to be like, wait, I want to listen.
Oh my gosh, he's going to want to come with.
He'll probably actually have fun. I would have never thought that's so he funny. Would be into these books. But I think after this, he's going to listen to Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
He's a big Lord of the Rings fan. That'd
be an interesting one. We are too. Did he watch the Rings of Power?
He has not.
On Amazon?
No. We have talked about watching it.
It's very good. It was beautifully done.
Yeah.
I use that word a lot to describe things. Beautifully done.
Beautifully done. Hey, if it's beautifully done, it is.
Yeah. Anything else on Rebecca? Miss Yaros? Miss R.Y.?
No. Obviously, we can go in more depth about what the books are actually about, but people just pick up the books yourself.
I think this. Yeah, don't sleep on her books, because she does great.
Good love story. Yeah.
I need to read the last letter next. I need to finish
a little bit of spice in it. A little bit of drama. A little bit of loss. A little bit of love. Family secrets. Family drama.
Lots of family secrets.
They're just TV shows, but they're in words.
If you listen to the graphic novel or graphic audios, they're movies in your mind. That line gets me every time. Movie in your mind.
Is there other graphic audios besides Fourth Wing? It's the first time I've ever seen, like, them. Really?
I listened to Blood what is it, Blood and Ash?
Mm-hmm.
I have to look at it. In fact, Graphic Audio, you can search them on Hoopla, and you can see all the Graphic Audios that they've published.
Okay.
I'm trying to think if it was Graphic Audio, if it was another one, but the, shoot, Court of Thorns and Roses have Graphic Audios, as well as Crescent City. Did you read A Court of Thorns and Roses, that series?
I have not gotten to that series.
Don't worry about it.
I just can't get myself into it.
I do not like that. Like, they're okay. Okay? But compared to Fourth Wing, no, absolutely not. Crescent City, the first one, I finished the first one. Stellar. Loved it.
Mm.
It was more urban feel. But it's all like a whole multiverse. So, Crescent City, I've got the second one I'm slowly working on, but I haven't been in the mood to pick it up again. I've heard that the second and third of Crescent City series was not as good as the first. So, maybe that's why I'm being slow at it.
Huh.
But yeah, they have lots of Graphic Audios. The way to go.
I could never be like a audiobook reader. Or voice, what do you call
No,
what do you call
I don't
them?
Think I could either.
What is their job?
Like a voice
title?
Actor?
Yeah, voice actor.
Voice actor?
I would giggle way too much. I would, especially like if it had a spicy part, I would literally be, you should see me in my car when, if like spiciness comes on, I'm like, turn down. And I'm like looking, because Jacksonville's got a lot of traffic, so you never know who's listening. They'd yeah. probably be like,
and
what?
It's warm, so windows might be down.
Yeah, what weirdo in her car.
Anyway, this part is, then Ben pulls up next to you at a stoplight, and he's got his windows down.
I hope he doesn't have them down with the Fourth Wing.
Cause
especially
because
he's listening to the graphics, so people be like, what is he? Why do I hear swords?
Did you? I've been listening to the Zodiac Academy on Graphic, and so they only have up to timeout. Can we please put a stop to releasing Graphic Audios in part one and part two? Do the whole book, release it at once, please. Because I'm not trying to go to the regular reading, but like Zodiac Academy, this one is split in, the third one has part one of the Graphic Audio. I'm not going to the regular audio after I've been listening to this amazing graphic. And I don't even know when it's coming out, like May or something. But it's so annoying because I'm like, I'm done with Zodiac Academy book three. No, I'm not. Just half of it.
I just saw an Instagram reel of someone like on my way to listen to 23 books. And it was the Zodiac Academy. And you said, I knew you were reading it. I was like, how many books are there?
It's a whole everything. I'm only on the third, but it's a whole everything.
This isn't a TV show, right?
I don't think... You're thinking of The Umbrella Academy?
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. I messaged you the other day. I was listening to the Graphic Audio of this, of Zodiac Academy, this third one, The Reckoning. And she was drunk. And she, like, got up to go puke. And he's the narrator at that point, because mm-hmm. it flip-flops. And he's, like, talking, and in the background, you can literally hear her. I was like, what is
oh
going
gosh.
On right now? That is, like, Graphic Audio. I'm actually listening to her puke.
I wonder if they record them together.
Some I've seen. I saw a reel the other day, and it, like, showed a guy and a girl. They were standing
yeah,
there.
Yeah, was it, like,
and it
a
was
spicy
like
part?
How awkward it is.
Oh, yeah.
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 I like how that. Awkward it is to stand there and like.
We must be on the same, whatchamacallit.
Algorithm?
Yeah. I can't think anymore.
It was probably on our Instagram.
My time. My bedtime.
I think we're ready to call it.
Cool.
Hey, we're excited that you guys are joining us. This is going to be fun. This is a great episode without many spoilers, so y'all could just listen along. And we recorded this at night because sometimes we have to work around nap schedules and that kind of thing, and that's okay. We had a couple recordings at night, so if we sound a little tired, that's why. No worries. Mind your own business.
We will get better.
We're all new to this. We're so new. Like, literally learning from scratch how to do all this. But yeah, it's a fun journey. And it's, we're happy to have you.
Two best friends. I get to talk about books and just share it with the world.
And join us. Be our friends, too.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to have a new episode every Wednesday is our goal. Remember, we are mothers. So we'll let you know if anything changes with that. And if something ever changes with that, give us grace and maybe we'll give you an extra episode. I don't know. She goes, peace. So yeah, looking forward to seeing you guys next week.
That's how I'm tired. I'm up here.
Are you doing shadow puppets?
You can. The bunny ears. No, honestly, I was thinking about my dad. My dad does the peace sign a lot. So I was just thinking about him. Mm, oh, real quick, my mom just flew back from Miami today. Oh, felt so bad for her. Because she was in Miami, went on a cruise, stayed in Miami for 2 more days, and then she just flew back to South Bend. And I was like, have fun. Gross.
You texted me, you were like, welcome home. And I was like, I'm sitting at Hacienda. What are you talking about?
I know.
She goes, wrong person.
I was like, what is? Well, I went to go text you something, and I was like, oh, crap. And then I did it again. Oh, no, I did it to Benjamin. I thought I texted you back. And we were walking the dogs. Ben was like, why did you text me this? And I was like, what did I say? I was talking about dinner or something. And I was like, oh, that was family.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Yeah. Happens to the best of us.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll have some more episodes coming up. We're going to chit chat some more books and just carrying on with what we're doing. And we're excited to get Miss Vanessa Stock on the calendar. That interview is going to be really great. I'm really looking forward to that. So
we'll get our interview. Stick around.
Peace, love, and books. Yeah. Peace, love, and books. I hope you all have a great day. And thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.